Kevin? He's selling it.
But Rachel, I've told you, I can't go back.
We're winning at twinning. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. Oops.
Said what?
Brownies? She can't give you brownies. She knows they're my favorite.
I'm Miss Jean. Join me on a trip to Discovery Mountain, where the air is clear, clear enough to hear your imagination, and where every day is an exercise in faith. Join me for today's expedition in Discovery Mountain. Hi, and welcome to another adventure in Discovery Mountain. Now, it looks like Principal Reeder is enjoying some quiet in his office at Discovery Mountain Academy this morning. I'm glad that he has this quiet time because, well, things are going to be chaotic at the academy soon enough. Judah and Gracie's parents have been separated for a few years now. Do you remember when they moved to Discovery Mountain with their mom? Well, you can listen to that story and the beginning of Miss Michelle's Cafe back in season 7. It's called You Belong. Well, Gracie has high hopes that her parents' separation is almost over. Will her expectations be met? We'll soon find out, but first, let's enjoy the quiet with Reeder. Listen to what he's reading. It's a big clue to how we'll exercise our faith together in this season called Keep Watch. Let's visit the Academy for today's episode called Twinning.
Good morning, Midnight. Here's some breakfast for you. Your water is looking a little green again. More algae growth in the aquarium. Note to self, figure out what to do about that algae. Now, a little quiet time. Now, where did I leave off reading yesterday? Here it is. Genesis, chapter 27. Now it came to pass, when Isaac was old and his eyes were so dim that he could not see, that he called to Esau, his older son, and said to him,
Good morning, Mr. Reeder, sir!
Oh, Jake, good morning. You're here awfully early. I was just,
I'm here early because today is the big day!
The big day? Is there an assembly I'm forgetting? A visit from the school board? Oh, dear.
No, Principal Reeder. It's when Olivia starts.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, of course, Jake. I talked to Mr. Graham yesterday, and everything is ready for her.
I still can't believe that my very own sister is going to be a substitute teacher.
Well, Olivia is very well qualified, Jake. Thank you for recommending her.
And, well, you know, if Mr. Graham decides not to come back to Discovery Mountain from vacation...
Vacation? Jake, Mr. Graham is going away for a few weeks of teacher training, not vacation.
So he still likes being a teacher?
Oh, yes, Jake. He's coming back. Olivia is a temporary substitute. Have you got that?
Well, but there's always the chance that he...
Temporary.
Fine, temporary. I'm just so excited there's going to be another Donovan to shape and guide young minds to a brighter tomorrow.
Well, yes, Mrs. Olson will be a great addition.
Who?
Jake, your sister, Olivia Olson.
Right! Well, she should have really kept her maiden name, you know.
Well, Jake, that sounds like a family matter. Now, don't you worry. Everything is ready for her.
All right, well, I'm here awfully early.
There's nothing like the quiet of a school day before all the chaos begins.
Aw, Principal Reeder, I interrupted you.
Aw, that's all right, Jake. I'm plenty used to interruptions.
Well, since you're already interrupted, I wanted to ask you about my laptop. Any word yet?
Aw, right. Yeah, thanks for the reminder. I'll find out when we have the money in the budget to replace your laptop. It's still working, right?
It works. Barely.
All right, Jake. I'll find out for you.
All righty. Thanks, Mr. Reeder, sir. Bye!
You're welcome, Jake. Note to self, look up budget for computer equipment. Oh, I'd better write this down or I'll never remember. There. Now, where was I? He called Esau, his older son, and said to him, "My son." And he answered him, "Here I am. Behold, now I am old."
As Principal Reader read from Genesis, someone far, far away was reading the same chapter of the Bible. It was a story he read often, and for good reason.
Jacob said to his father, "I am Esau, your firstborn. I have done just as you told me. Please arise, sit and eat of my game, that your soul may bless me." "Ah, Jacob, did you have to do that? It's God's timing. You should have waited for his timing."
"Are you talking to yourself again?"
"Oh, hi, honey. You know I'm my second favorite person to talk to."
"Yeah? Who's your first?"
"Well, I'm looking at her."
"My husband, the wise guy."
"So now I'm wise and handsome."
"And humble."
"Humble? Well, life has humbled me."
"Are you back on that topic again?"
"I was just reading in Genesis, and..."
"Back in chapter 27? Evan..."
"I can't help it. I keep going back to the story. Jacob, Esau, the deception, the separation."
"And it all feels a little too familiar. I know, hon."
"If I could go back in time, I'd do things differently."
"I know. We can't go back. But..."
"But?"
"Did you get my text?"
No. Let me see. Where's my phone? Here it is.
"So I found it online just this morning. It popped up in my feed. Evan, it can't be a coincidence."
"Let's see. It looks like a for sale ad."
"Mm-hmm."
"For sale. Own your own small business. If you love animals..." "Rachel?"
"Evan? He's selling it."
"But Rachel, I've told you, I can't go back."
"Evan, just think about it."
"He'd never forgive me."
"You don't know if you don't try. So think about it."
"Rachel, your client's here."
"Yeah, I hear her. Evan, pray about it."
"All right. Could you close my door on your way out?"
"Mm-hmm."
"Pray about it? I've been praying about them for 20 years. Own your own small business. If you love animals. Lord, is it time? After all these years? Please show me your timing."
We haven't met Evan and Rachel before. We'll learn how they fit our story later, but right now, let's join Gracie at the cafe.
Judah, you remember that, right?
"Oh, yeah. That was so funny."
"You always were a funny kid, Judah."
"He had his Hot Wheels all lined up, and I didn't realize..."
"Hi, Gracie."
"Hi, Brianna, my favorite cousin."
"Hi. You're cheery."
"Yep. Things are looking up."
"Looking up? Okay. Hey, I have that same journal."
"Oh, really? I love the verse on the cover."
"Oh, me too. Jeremiah 29:11.
For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope."
"A future and a hope. Let's see if I can find mine. Yep, here it is. Look."
"Oh, you're right. We're journal twins."
"We're winning at twinning." "Oh, I shouldn't have said that. Oops."
"Said what?"
"Huh? Oh, nothing. Never mind."
"Here, girls. Could you take these to Mrs. Olson, please?"
"Sure, Uncle John. What are they?"
"Apple Day Bars. We baked them for her to welcome her to Discovery Mountain."
"I'll take them. Jake's sister is going to be my substitute teacher. Is she anything like Jake?"
"Oh, no. She's the opposite."
"Oh, well, that's good, right? I mean, I like Chaplain Jake, but he's an unusual teacher."
"I think that Olivia will be a lot more traditional than her brother."
"I guess I'll meet her soon."
"All right, have a good day at school, girls."
"Brianna, did you see that?"
"See what?"
"My dad. Have you ever seen him so happy?"
"Uncle John? He seemed about the same as normal to me."
"No way, he is way happier."
Well, you're his daughter. I'll take your word for it.
Brianna, it's finally happening.
Gracie, I told you last night, don't get your hopes up.
Ever since my mom and Judah went on that college visiting trip, my dad has been here every week.
Well, your dad covered for your mom and finally learned how to run the cafe. And I learned not to run the cash register.
Right, leave that to Hattie and me.
Gladly.
When my parents get back together, I wonder if my dad will quit his job at Billsby Builders.
Gracie.
I can't wait to be a family again.
A family again? When did we stop being a family?
Oh, Judah, you see how happy Dad is, right?
Yeah.
We're going to be a family again.
Gracie.
Come on, Gracie. Let's get to school so I can give these Apple Day bars to Mrs. Olson.
Ooh, Apple Day bars. Give me one. I'll eat it on the way to school.
Judah, you can't steal my new teacher surprise. Go get one from the kitchen.
Fine. Mom, are there any Apple Day bars left?
Come on, let's go or we'll be late.
Okay. Bye, Mom. Bye, Dad.
See you tonight, girls. Have a good day at school.
Hey, Gracie. I'm supposed to work tomorrow afternoon. Do you think you could cover the cash register for me?
I can't wait.
Gracie?
Oh, sorry, Hattie. What did you say?
I said, could you work for me tomorrow after school?
Oh, sure.
Thanks, I'll owe you one. Hey, you guys have the same tennis shoes.
We do? Hey, we do.
Cute.
Twinning on purpose?
What? No, why would we do that?
It was just a joke.
Oh, a joke. See you, Hattie.
Bye. Something isn't quite right with those two.
Hattie's right. Brianna is acting a bit strange, and Gracie seems lost in her thoughts. Let's see how their day at school is going right after this.
Hi, producer Steve here with some good news. There's a new club coming to Discovery Mountain this summer. It's the Discovery Mountain Club. And you can finally hear an episode of Jake's podcast, Oddcast? Jake's Take, an Oddcast you can trust, will launch in the club this summer. Find out how you can become a Mountaineer, a member in the Discovery Mountain Club at discoverymountain.com/club.
Let's find out how Olivia, or should I say Mrs. Olson, does on her first day.
Hi, Brianna.
Hi, Mia. So our sub starts today. Is she anything like Jake?
No, they're opposites.
Okay.
Oh, here she is.
Good morning, everyone. Find your seats, please. Well, 7th and 8th grade class, I'm happy to officially meet you. I am...
Olivia Donovan, substitute teacher extraordinaire. My sister, Olivia Donovan, is going to be the best substitute teacher you've ever had.
Olivia Olson, thank you for the rousing welcome, Chaplain Jake. I am Mrs. Olson, and I do hope to be...
the best substitute ever.
Chaplain Jake, I have a question for you. Could you help me in the hall for a moment?
Yes, indeedy, sis.
Thank you, Chaplain Jake. Class, I'll be right back. Jake, what are you doing?
Welcoming you.
Oh, Jake. This is my first impression with the kids. They need to respect me as their teacher.
Well, I told them you'll be the best substitute ever.
Look, you're my brother and I love you, but we have to be professional. You'll notice I called you Chaplain Jake.
Yes, and I... Oh, dear.
Exactly.
So I shouldn't call you sis?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just so happy that you're here at my school.
I know. I'm excited about it, too. But we'll have lots of time to catch up after school hours.
Okay, fine. We'll keep it professional.
You know, I was here before the sun was up. I wanted to make sure everything was perfect for you.
Everything is perfect. Oh, Jake, you're always so extra.
Hey! I take that as a compliment.
Of course you do. Jake, did you sleep in your jacket?
No, why?
Oh, well, it just looks a little wrinkled.
Really?
Well, this is my favorite teacher jacket.
I see. Sorry, I didn't mean to insult your favorite jacket.
Well, it is old and it needs a few repairs, I'll admit that, but it still works, but barely.
All right. Well, Jake, we can talk about it more after school.
All right, Mrs. Olson. Have a good class.
Bye, Jake. All right, class, let's try that again.
Mrs. Olson?
Oh, yes. You are...
Brianna Harris. My Aunt Michelle made you some apple day bars.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, class, I don't know if I'll be the best substitute teacher you've ever had, but if these apple bars taste as good as they smell, you may just be the best substitute class ever. Now, where were we?
Next door in Mrs. Lee's classroom, Gracie felt like the school day would never end.
So, class, what happened next? Class? Was anyone listening to the story when I read it? Harold? Logan? Really? Neither of you? Gracie?
Mrs. Lee, I was listening. I just don't remember what happened next.
Well, thank you, Lana. At least someone was listening. Well, that's all for today. Now, tomorrow, when you're getting ready for school, don't forget your listening ears, okay?
Mrs. Lee?
I know, Lana. You were listening. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Class dismissed. Gracie.
Yes, Mrs. Lee?
Could you stay for a minute?
Sure. Lana, I'll video call you later to tell you what happens tonight.
Gracie?
It's going to happen. I'll tell you about it.
All right.
Harold, take your math book. You need to finish your missing work, please.
Mrs. Lee, did I tell you the good news?
Gracie, you've been very distracted all day.
I'm sorry. I just can't believe my parents are getting back together.
They are?
Yeah, it's not official yet, but I just know it. I can't stop thinking about it.
I see. Gracie, you missed most of what I said in class today.
I'm sorry.
You're one of my best students, and now you're behind in reading, social studies, and math.
I'll catch up.
Gracie, it's fun to imagine. God gave us our imaginations, but what if what you're hoping for doesn't happen?
It has to. My dad is so happy.
When parents separate, things often feel complicated.
Gracie, you ready to go?
Be there in a minute.
Gracie, maybe you should talk to your mom about this.
Okay, good idea. Bye, Mrs. Lee.
Bye, Gracie. Dear Lord, please protect her heart.
Hey, Gracie, come on. I have to tell you all about Mrs. Olson. She's a great teacher. Hey, that's my hat.
This? Nope, I found it in my desk today.
Look, let's see. Where are you? Oh, look, I have the same one.
We're twinning again.
Twinning? I can't believe it. Just like your dad.
My dad?
What? Oh, I did not just say that.
Brianna, what do you mean?
Oh, I knew I couldn't keep the family secret. I told my mom she should never have told me.
Wait, what family secret?
I'm not supposed to tell you.
Tell me what?
That your dad has a twin brother. Oops.
A twin brother? What?
John Harris has a twin brother? That would be a huge family secret. We'll find out if it's true right after this.
Hi, Kate Browning here. I play Kylie on Discovery Mountain. Are you searching for answers to life's toughest questions? Questions like, can I find real happiness? The Voice of Prophecy Bible Guides will help you find the answers you're looking for. Visit BibleStudies.com and choose the free Bible study lessons that fit you best. Choose to study online or have the lessons mailed directly to you. That's BibleStudies.com.
Gracie has been daydreaming all day about her family's happy future. Could Brianna be right? Does her family have a secret? Let's find out.
Gracie, please don't tell your dad that I told you. I beg you.
Brianna, quit begging me. I told you the whole way home from school. You're wrong. So there's nothing to tell.
Gracie, your parents are so nice letting me live with you. I don't want to have to leave Discovery Mountain and Mia and all my new friends and...
Brianna, stop it.
I'm so sorry.
Just stop it. Everything is finally going perfect in my family. My parents are getting back together, and nothing you say can change that.
I just...
Girls, dinner is ready.
Okay, don't say a word.
Nothing to say.
Okay, that's good, right?
Coming, Mom. Mom, it smells good. What did you make?
Good. I made grilled cheese sandwiches and tomato soup. Have a seat.
We always sit at the counter. The cafe is quiet. Can you sit at a booth?
Oh, well, sure.
I'll carry the plates over, Aunt Michelle.
Thanks, Brianna.
Where are Daddy and Judah?
Well, Judah's at Wyatt's house, but Daddy's right over there.
Daddy, come sit with us.
All right, I've got the soup bowls. Gracie, could you grab the water glasses?
Sitting down on the job now, are we?
Hattie can take care of the customers. Let's sit.
All right. Soup smells delicious.
Daddy, you sit next to Mom.
Okay. Slide your journal out of the way and make room for some yummy food. Brianna, will you say the blessing?
Me? Why?
Well, only if you want to. I can pray.
Okay.
Dear Lord, thank you for this food and the chance to sit and enjoy a Harris family dinner. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Brianna, how are you liking Discovery Mountain?
Me? Oh, I love it. Please don't make me leave.
Okay, I hadn't planned on it.
We're happy to have you, Brianna.
So, this is nice, right? Eating as a family?
Yes.
Mom and Dad, I'm really glad you're happy.
Oh? Thank you, Gracie.
And that you're getting back together.
Oh, now Gracie...
Back together? No, we're getting a divorce.
A divorce? But...
Now, Gracie, we should talk.
But I... How could you?
She didn't really think we'd get back together, did she?
Clearly she did, John. You could have waited until we had a chance to talk to her.
Oh, yeah, you're probably right.
You didn't have to blurt it out like that.
You're right.
Yeah.
I said you're right.
Fine.
Fine.
I think I'll go check on Gracie.
Sorry. Sure. Thank you, Brianna.
Can I sit on the other side of the booth now?
Please.
Gracie left her journal.
I'll take it to her later. Look at this verse. Jeremiah 29:11.
I know it. Heard that one a few times as a kid. She's holding out hope.
For our future.
What do we do now?
I don't know, but we'll talk to her. I'll think and pray about it.
I'll think about it too. I'm gonna leave now.
Hey, Mr. Reader, sir!
Jake, you're still here. It's late.
Yeah, I'm waiting for Olivia. We're gonna catch up. I was just wondering if you had an answer for me.
Oh, right, on the laptop. Well, yes, as a matter of fact, I do. Let me just open the email again.
As Reader found the email, Olivia walked down the hall to his office. She arrived at Reader's door in time to hear just a part of his conversation with Jake.
I don't have the budget until next fiscal year. Can you make it the rest of the year, Jake?
It still does the job, barely. But I can wait.
Well, Chaplain Jake, you do a lot for these kids. I am so proud to have you as a part of Discovery Mountain Academy.
Thanks, Mr. Reader, sir.
Oh, Reader likes Jake. I'm proud of you, brother. Now, I just wish that you had the money to replace that old jacket. Reader seems to have noticed it, too. Oh, maybe I can help. Now that's an idea.
Oh, hey there, Mrs. Olson.
Oh, Jake, you can call me Olivia now. The kids have all gone home.
Olivia, come on in. Tell us all about your first day.
All right. Well, after a rough start...
Guilty! Sorry.
It's all right, Jake. After that rough start, Brianna Harris gave me the most delicious present.
Brownies? She can't give you brownies. She knows they're my favorite.
No, don't worry. Apple bars.
Ah, the famous Harris family recipe. Apple Day bars.
They were delicious. And, well, if every day is like today, I will be a happy substitute teacher, Reader.
Well, glad to hear it, Olivia. And we are glad to have you here.
I'm the gladdest! And Olivia?
What, Jake?
You have got to meet Midnight. It's Reader's pet fish.
I'd love to. Aw, what kind is he?
Well, he's
a beta fish. That's why he's alone. See, the male of the species actually can't live comfortably together with other
fish. I'll let Jake tell you all about Midnight while I finish my paperwork. Glad you're here, Olivia.
Got it. Glad I'm here too, reader.
It's really actually quite scary.
Well, Olivia seems to be fitting right in at Discovery Mountain Academy.
Yeah, she does, but, you know, I think that she misunderstood Reader and Jake's conversation.
I think you're right, Director Doug. They were talking about Jake's laptop, but Olivia seems to think they were talking about something else.
Yeah, she thinks they're talking about Jake's old jacket.
And speaking of misunderstandings...
Yeah, Brianna believes that there is a secret in the Harris family.
Could John Harris have a twin brother that Gracie doesn't know about? Right now, Gracie doesn't seem very interested in family secrets. She's been obsessed with thinking about her parents getting back together.
Yeah, and it doesn't sound like her dreams are going to come true.
No, it sounds like Michelle and John have decided to officially divorce.
I wonder how Gracie's doing.
She's going to have to exercise her faith. You know the verse that is on the front of her journal, Jeremiah 29, verse 11? It's one of my favorites.
Yeah, it's a good verse about hope and God's plans for us.
And you know, sometimes, like Gracie is experiencing, things in life just don't go as we hope or expect them to.
But we can still exercise our faith during times of disappointment.
That's true. And Jeremiah 29:11 became a favorite verse for me when I was in a time in my life when things were not turning out as expected, and I was disappointed. But this verse reminded me that God still had a plan for my future.
Would you share that verse with us, Miss Jean?
Sure. Here it is. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope.
A wonderful faith promise that we can all exercise today and every day.
Absolutely.
Miss Jean, I'm wondering, who are Evan and Rachel?
Oh, the couple that we heard near the beginning of today's story. Well, I can give you a clue. They live far away from Discovery Mountain, and Evan was reading the story of Jacob and Esau in the Bible. That might give you a big hint if you know that Bible story well.
I do. So Evan is...
Hey, don't give it away for our listeners.
All right.
Well, join us again next time where we'll exercise our faith and learn more about the Harris family secret. Is it true?
We'll find out next time. See you then.
I'm Miss Jean, and you've been listening to Discovery Mountain. To listen to other episodes and to send us a message, visit us at discoverymountain.com or write to us at Discovery Mountain, P.O. Box 999, Loveland, Colorado, 80539. And in Canada, write to Box 2127, Oshawa, Ontario, L1H7V4. This has been a production of The Voice of Prophecy. Join us again next time here at Discovery Mountain.